This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Morning. We're talking a lot of football on this show today.
Yes.
I'm just giving you the heads up right now.
Yes.
Going to be a lot of football discussed on this program today.
What's up, McCone? Shout out to Tim McCone, who's heading back home. Came in again. Not on the schedule. There he is.
Yeah, he just mixed up his days. McCone is in here tomorrow.
What a dumbass.
Already sliding over.
This isn't the first time he's screwed up. Well, last time was on us.
I didn't know. But I didn't know if Hardy was up, maybe off today, and we're in the office, and McCone.
What are you doing here?
McCone walks through the door, and it was instant laughter from everyone in the room. And I'm like, what's going on? Is Hardy out today? And they go, no.
But this time it was Tim just got his days mixed.
I actually snapped a picture of him at the moment he was looking at down at his phone, discovering
that
it was on him and that he had screwed up the schedule and that it wasn't a schedule mistake.
That's a nice photo, Beetle.
Yeah.
Nice composition.
Yeah.
Pure electricity. Like, McCone could probably
In the exact moment, the exact moment that he discovered, and he looks up and goes, it's on me. Yeah, no kidding, it's on you, McCone.
He could probably downsize that pullover one. You know, if that's an XL, I'd probably go down to a large. Just a little big on him, that's all.
Oh, man.
I like sitting in traffic.
So is the worst.
Come here.
His Zolaf.
Oh,
he was doing his Zolaf to him. Taunting him.
Traffic's hell.
Like, it wasn't too bad.
How stupid do you feel?
Wasn't too
He's so stupid.
He's the friggin' worst.
I'm going to get up, shave, take a shower. Oh, I got to get my car, better get some coffee. I don't know if that made my day.
It's sick how much joy you take in that.
Well, not just in that, but in anyone else's misfortune. And nothing makes Zo happier than something going wrong for someone else.
He enjoys other people's misfortunes
and
bad luck.
You know me. I do not
screw up. No, it's not just a scheduling thing, as Hardy just said. It's everything. You enjoy other people having bad things happen.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what person.
Pretty much.
Oh no, not a bad person. Good person, but I still enjoy watching people.
Oh good.
Hey, I don't know what got me more happier. That or the fact Brandon Bolden's back on a 2-year deal. Give my man Beetle.
I thought we could break wait out a couple minutes before we talk about this nonsense.
Oh, Brody's going to be fired up. He loves Brandon.
Oh, please.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to hear from Willie McGinnis? Willie McGinnis.
Yeah, sure.
NFL Network, obviously friend of this show. Friend of the show, Willie McGinnis. He has a thought on the future of Rob Gronkowski. And I think Rob Gronkowski is a big part of the Patriots offseason, whether he's staying, going, whatever it might be. Willie's got a take on how Rob Gronkowski will approach the season that I haven't really heard anywhere else. This is the first time I've heard anyone connected to the league or reporting on the league on a daily basis.
Night and day different from anybody else.
Yeah, suggested this. I mean, maybe some fans have thrown it out there, but I'm talking about legitimately connected to the player, to the league, all of that.
This is pretty detailed.
The team. Yeah. Here's Willie McGinnis on NFL Network.
Have you talked to Gronk recently?
I have not.
Okay. Any insight whatsoever? Drew Rosenhaus said yesterday that he truly has not made up his mind.
I think Gronk's going to take a break for a while. I don't think he's going to...
Like a whole while?
I don't think he's initially going to start off and come back. I think he's going to figure it out. And I think later on, and this is just my own assessment, later on deep in the season, he could possibly come back and play.
I want to make sure I'm clear with what you're saying. You're saying that you don't expect Rob Gronkowski to go to camp?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to start off the season by being retired. And I think he's going to get the itch. I think he's going to be in great shape. And he's going to probably have that feeling that, hey, I want to come back. And
like a Jason Witten kind of thing? Like take a full year off?
Not a full year.
So is this like a veteran where I don't want to go to training camp?
I don't think it's training camp.
He doesn't
mind work. He doesn't mind work at all. I just think at this point, he's not going to make a quick decision. I don't think he's going to make a decision in training camp or in the summertime. I think he's going to let his body heal up. I think mentally, he's not football right now. Like, I'm not ready to put on the pads and go out and get ready for football.
Willie thinks he's going to retire, go home, and somewhere deep in the season, that's his word, that's his phrase, deep into the season, let's say week 10, he decides, you know what, I'm ready to play again. I'm going to come back and play.
Yeah, this is this was not from some Schlepp's podcast or Beantown Sports or whatever the hell you want to say it, or some blog. I know Willie very well.
It's not even just a writer who covers a team that's speculating. This is someone who's connected to the team.
That's on NFL.
Knows the player and is also close with Alex Guerrero and Tom Brady.
He introduced Brady to Guerrero.
All those guys.
He's the original Guerrero guy. Guerrero got his start in the league because of Willie McGinnis, and Willie introduced him to Tom, and he full well knows that Rob is there training, but Willie's putting that out there. He is very thought out. He prepares very well. He knows what he's saying. That's not Willie just throwing something against the wall. Very detailed.
And Willie's not telling
he's
you
on
that,
NFL
that he
Network
knows
and it's going to have have some legs to it.
He's not saying he knows this is going to happen.
Right. He's clear too. I did not talk to him.
I think he's laying out one of the possibilities that's being considered by Gronkowski right now.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Okay.
That's a brilliant assessment of the situation. Nothing has changed from the point where he didn't sound like he wanted to play football anymore. He hasn't come out and said, I really want to play football. So that hasn't changed. This allows him to say, okay, I'm done. But when it really gets to it, and what have we always said? God, if they could just keep him on his shelf until about week 10 and bring him in when they really need him.
He's lived it. See, Willie's lived this. Willie came here and won championships, was the number one, fourth overall pick, first pick of Robert's organization when he took over the team. And he won Super Bowls here. And then Romeo Crennel took him to Cleveland to sort of instill that culture there. And I remember Willie at the end of his career, you know, the legs, you know, the lower back had the issues with all that. Playing through injury wasn't the same, but still wanted to play. And I bet Willie's processing this as, boy, if I could see him trying to want to be able to have that type of ability where I could retire, but you know what? Leave the door open for me. And in case of need, break glass in case of emergency, I'm there and ready to go. I feel great. Hey, you guys have sort of eased me into this. I never played in the preseason to begin with.
Right.
And I always said this too. You know, November on, it's money time for those two guys, Gronkowski and Brady. Yeah. And throw Edelman into that mix. Now, you can see Willie looking at that saying, I wish I did this in my career. I wish I had the ability to sit back, maybe not go to camp. Strahan, remember Strahan was bitching about camp at the end, didn't show up for camp, had problems with Tom Coughlin. And I continue to say this, that if Gronkowski is coming back, there's going to be some sort of an agreement with the team as far as backing off some of the wear and tear on him, right? But do you have to technically file? You know what I mean? But they got to understand, today's free agency. I mean, there's really no big tight end out there. You say, boy, that's the guy I want. I think you're going to build it through the draft. Maybe you bring Gronk and Bennett back. I don't know. But this isn't Willie just throwing something against the wall. He doesn't do that.
No, he doesn't.
Too well thought
out. So let's get to the next point here. Do you like it? If that's what it is for Rob Gronkowski, do you like it? Do you think it's a good plan on his part? And there's a lot that goes into that because
it's just
his plan and not the team's plan for him.
No.
That's a problem.
No.
And you know what? I don't like it.
I don't.
Are you in or are you out?
Out. Nothing in moderation.
Right.
Either do it or don't.
Right. And that's why I see the word retirement, to file that action and allow to, for Bill to allow him to do that. And it's always been thought, if you're thinking about retiring, you're retiring. You know, Brady's even talked about it. I'll retire when I suck. And when you start talking about retirement, I don't like the retirement questions. I don't like the age questions, because that means you're done. I'm not done yet. Crystal clear. I'm not done yet. The him and hawing, the in and out. And also this, if you allow him to be away from the team, see, your team builds this chemistry throughout the course of a year. How many times did this team get criticized year in, week out, week in, week out last year, I mean? You know, to the point where they're so aware of it, where they talked about that. And you're not there, you miss that, then all of a sudden you're thrown into the mix. Now, he's a great player, planet player, but throw him in the mix, what, week 11? And then he's got to get his football legs about him? I'd rather have him around, ease back on it, put him on a pitch count, put him in line, let him block, run the football. You picked up another running back today. You got six of them. Come out, run the ball, and then just pick your spots with him, and then unleash him in November and December. Do what you did this year. Do what you did the prior year. Pittsburgh and the damn Super Bowl against the Eagles.
The much better solution is what you're describing, where the team and Rob Gronkowski get on the same page, and they talk about how much they're going to use him.
You don't want him to retire, and then us see them struggle at points in weeks 5 and 6, which they do. You know, they've done that in years, and then go on runs. To where we're going to sit here and take calls for 4 hours. When's Gronk coming back? When's Gronk coming back? What do you do? Do you call Rob Gronkowski? No. I don't think you can do that. I don't think Bill would want him to do that. I don't think Bill would want the team to go through that. Then you got to sit there and deal with that external distraction. You put him on a damn team. You keep roster spots for the 51st guy that's going to run down under kicks anyway. Right? Special teams people. What's the difference if you keep Gronkowski active on the roster? Oh, what are you going to miss? An L5 guy that's going to go down and be your gunner on punts? Come on. He's above that. I think Rob needs to be around the game. I don't think Rob's a guy that could go away from the game for 5 months. Oh, yeah, just make sure, hey, keep in touch with him. Is he working out down in Foxborough, or we put him in a bubble with Danny Etling? No. Keep him on the damn team. You figure it out. You put him on a pitch count, and you get him up and going that way. But that's really interesting coming from McGinnis. Very well-informed former player from here.
Let's talk more about it. The idea that Rob Gronkowski would sit out the year until deep into the season, as Willie McGinnis said, and then decide to come back. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We are off and running today on Zolak and Bertrand. Tim McCone is not here. Hardy is here. And there was a big trade that happened in the NFL yesterday. We will mix that into the conversation. Odell Beckham Jr. not coming to New England. He's going to Cleveland. He's going to the Cleveland Browns. What a tandem of receivers there. What a duo they've got now in Cleveland. All this on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand today.
So at the Beatles.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
For details.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. I would say this about Rob Gronkowski trying to come back week 10, 11, 12, whatever it might be. Don't do that. Don't do that. And you know what else I would say?
He's got that meathead in him. You know what I mean? You tell meathead go away, meathead loses focus.
Exactly, because you know what can happen if that's your plan? All of a sudden you get retired and September rolls around and you don't have to go play football.
This is nice. I like
and
this.
You've had your July off. You've had August off.
Let me check my bank account. Did I have a dip in it? No. It's actually,
then you have September off. And you say, you know what? I feel great.
Go to Barbados.
My body feels good.
Hang out with Franklin.
Why would I want to go back and play football? Right. That there's just a risk that you don't go back and play football at that point. Willie says, oh, he's going to get the itch. What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't have the itch? And that's what the team can't prepare for. That's why this is a horrible plan for the team.
I wonder if Dan, too, when Willie retired, and then, you know, he probably may have gotten that itch, you know, once football comes around again. So he could also be looking at it through his eyes and the way he felt at the end. But it's just interesting coming from Willie. Pretty detailed. And he stopped him. No. Don't be fooled, but come back deep. And I mean deep at the end of the year, not week three, week four. You know, deep into the year. It's pretty detailed.
I think that it's a real consideration right now, and I think that's why he's saying this. I'm not saying that it's what's going to happen, but I'm willing to bet this plan is one of the possible plans, one of the options on the menu for Rob Gronkowski as he approaches things. Based on this and based on Drew Rosenhaus, who I still don't believe for a minute that he has no idea what Rob Gronkowski's doing.
Oh, he sounded like such a phony.
I'm starting to believe that the team doesn't have a clear picture of what he's doing. I was saying, you know, the team must know that he had.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with that. I don't think
they have a good understanding yet.
I think if you had the same drama that you had last year, maybe, yeah. But I just think, I don't know. Seems like stuff got buried and we're all going to be open and talk about things now. They need to know. They need to know to make decisions. You know, I mean, you're making a lot of money. You're holding them a little bit hostage here, and Rob's got to understand that. And if Drew wants to keep his open relationship with the team and his ability to negotiate contracts and have a good relationship with Belichick, then you need to be honest with each other. How hard is that, you know? How hard is that exit interview where, all right, Rob, and I know you need your time, and we've given you the time, but here's my drop-dead date this year. Just work with me on it. We've worked with you. You work with me. That's all I need to know. Just you in, you're out. What are you?
617-779-0985. Open phone lines. Also, yesterday, Odell Beckham Jr. goes to the Cleveland Browns.
I'm floored by this. Because of how the Steelers got fleeced and got nothing for Antonio Brown. And you at least got something from OBJ. You get a first, you get the 17th overall pick in this year's draft. You get the kid that does a pretty damn good safeties and Peppers, and he's a nickel guy that can move around, and he's somewhat versatile. Former number one pick and a third. So you got, in essence, two number one picks and sort of a veteran player now that has played in the league. And I like Peppers when he was coming out, man. I think the kid can play. I think he's versatile.
Don't you find
Plus
that?
Plus, you lost Landon Collins.
And they're reworking the deal to make the Olivier Vernon for Kevin Zeitler deal all one big deal with OBJ.
Probably.
It hasn't processed yet.
Oh, so they're going to combine it all into one deal.
The picks that they swapped are going to go away, and it's going to be Zeitler, Peppers, the two picks for OBJ and Vernon.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why do they want players in return? This is the part of the deal I don't get.
Well, they need a safety to replace Landon Collins.
They're giving you the 17th overall pick.
So what?
I mean,
they're tanking. They're going to suck. What do you want? What do you want?
Still
got to
fill the team. You're the Giants. You still got to go out and play.
I guess.
Bottom line, and everybody's like, "Why don't you get rid of a premier guy? You just paid him $90 million. Freaking guy was a dog in the only playoff game he's ever played in. What have you won with this guy?
The Giants are clearly tanking now. The Giants are clearly blowing up their team.
Good luck with your running back in 4 years. His legs are falling off.
That's what they're doing. They drafted a running back, and now they're blowing up their team. Smart team you guys got there, Giants fans. Really smart team. They really know what they're doing. So they don't have a quarterback. They're going to tank. They're going to go for the next. I mean, do you see how different your path is now when you draft a running back over trying to find your next quarterback when you have a pick that high? This is where you are now. You're at a point where you're going to blow up your whole damn team.
Yep.
Congratulations, New York.
And you're gonna phrase it as rebuilding around Eli, which it's not. He's gonna burn out this year. Then you're gonna have to get a bridge guy. Then if I were them, I'd suck for Trevor Lawrence. I'd tank for Trevor Lawrence in 2 years.
They paid Odell Beckham Jr.
Save your picks, trade up, and find a way to get the number one overall pick.
What are they doing? What the hell is the plan? What? You know, that's less a part of the story. How about the Cleveland Browns?
Oh my God.
Jarvis
just
Landry
on offense.
And Odell Beckham Jr., who are former college teammates together,
yep,
who will also be reunited with one
coach.
Of their college coaches,
yep,
who is the receivers coach in Cleveland.
Yep. Yep. Both from LSU. Don't forget, you still have Kareem Hunt. You picked up Kareem Hunt. You've got Chubb in the backfield. You got Harris, the tight end. They just signed him, I guess, this morning or late last night from Kansas City.
Yep.
He's decent. Jim, who's that other big tight end / receiver they had? Baku or something?
Njoku?
Njoku.
Yeah. He's their lead tight end. Yeah.
He's their tight end. He's the tight end.
What I'm saying, you got double. You got 12 personnel. You can do that. I mean, there's so much. You're putting good people around Baker Mayfield.
They have no excuse not to win. They have no excuse not to make the playoffs now. None.
Yeah, you'll be the favorite. They'll be the favorite in the North now. Yeah. They will. You're the favorite in the North now. You were one game away from making the playoffs last year with what they had and a crappy coach. They're going to be exciting to watch. They are.
They still have Kareem Hunt, which still makes them decidedly unlikable. But.
Welcome to the NFL.
But it's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out with Freddie freaking Kitchens as their head coach. Hey.
How much gum do you think Dorsey's chewed in the last week?
Here's something I wish would happen. I wish they'd put him back on Hard Knocks for a second straight year.
Oh, God.
How fun would that be? Watching this crew.
Be great.
I don't find Odell Beckham Jr. as an easy guy to root for either.
He doesn't seem like he was thrilled. I guess Kimberly Jones.
Is that right?
Talked to him.
Not happy to be going to Cleveland?
He said, I'm still trying to process this. I'm in shock. Kimberly Jones had it. It was on NFL Network early this morning. Spoke with OBJ real quick. Shocked by this, still trying to process this, but I guess this is the business, this is the league, and just got to go and you got to deal with it.
Report that he wants money, like Antonio Brown got.
Money? He just got a giant contract a year ago.
Well, this is the problem.
Antonio Brown got more money after he was traded.
These diva receivers.
Breer had the ultimate tweet this morning.
This guy's getting paid a stupid amount of money already.
You see Breer's tweet this morning, not to pee on anybody's parade, but the number one receivers to win Super Bowls the last 10 years straight, none of them were any of these diva guys. It's like Edelman and a bunch of guys.
I've told you this before. Those diva guys are typically not winners. I don't believe this guy's a winning player.
T.O. sort of in that mix, right?
T.O.?
Des Bryant, T.O.
Dude, T.O. in the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
That's his balls off. You're right.
They didn't lose because of him.
No.
He was hurt, had that high ankle sprain.
That and how he dealt with teams he went to.
When he got there, he showed up.
Well, he shows up every Sunday. Not a problem with the way he plays, but just you ultimately don't win is the point Burt's making. None of these guys win. Julio Jones, all of them.
617-779-0985. Derek's in Foxborough. Derek.
What's up, guys?
Hey, hi, what's Derek. Up, buddy?
Hey. Yeah, I think this is a great move for Cleveland. I want to see what Beckham can do with a real quarterback. I mean, Eli's been cooked for the last 2 or 3 years, just throwing up, hospital balls to him. Uh-huh. So I think with him and Mayfield. And the Patriots actually play Cleveland this year, so that's going to be a hell of a game.
Derek, you're in Foxborough. You go to any home games?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. That's a hell of a schedule this year, man. It's attractive.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets there. Nope. Time to hang up the phone, Zoe.
Sunday night opener, Zoe?
No.
What do you mean, no? As in the Browns game as a Sunday night opener? Is that what you're saying?
I would, from the NFL, I would consider that. Yeah,
I would too.
Oh, I understand. It's a possibility. I'd rather have that around like 4:30, 4:25 kick around week 4 or 5. That'd be nice. Let both these teams get going a little.
Well, yeah. Obviously, not having a night game would be nice, but they're going to play a night game that opening week anyway, so.
Yeah.
All right, who's it going to be then? You know something.
It's not Kansas City and it's not Pittsburgh.
And it's not Cleveland, apparently. All right.
I haven't heard that. Might be.
Well, you just said no.
Cleveland's a favorite. Now, today.
Cowboys?
Cowboys make sense.
Feels like Cowboys.
Feels like Cowboys. Okay. Tommy and Milton. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Beetle. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, listen, Zoe, a couple of things. Why hasn't Golden Tape been swapped up? Picked up?
It's a great question. You know what's funny? And I haven't said this on... on Monday when he came in, it's weird. Once that illegal tampering period started, like NFL Network, everybody's hyping it up. Hey, don't forget free agency begins on Wednesday. To keep an eye on where Golden Tate's going to go. All these other people got just swallowed up in the tampering period, and not him.
Yeah, and I got a question. What do you think about Jenkins, the tight end out of he's only been in the league for 3 years, I think, 2 or 3 years. Austin Seferian Jenkins there. His first round pick. I don't know.
Is he athletic?
I don't you know?
Yeah. Man, he's athletic. Don't forget about the Malcolm Butler play down there in the goal line. He was the guy that fumbled it. He's all right. Good tight end.
Is he a free agent?
Pass-catching tight end. Must be. I don't know.
He's got to be if he's bringing...
He changes teams every 5 weeks, yeah. It seems like.
Yeah, he is. He's a free agent. Free agent. He was in Jacksonville last, was he not? That's where he was last. Yeah, Jacksonville last year. The Jets the year before that. 617-779-0985. Speaking of the Jets, they've got a new running back. We'll discuss next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Bruins lost again, this time 7-4 to the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Tuukka Rask pulled in the second period when the score was 5-1. But Bruce Cassidy, there's a lot of disappointment to go around.
Disappointed some players. You know, you can't. It's Berge, it's Marchand, the offensive end of things. We need a little bit more here. You know, and our goaltending's been good. One goal from behind the net I didn't like. Other than that, I mean, we hung our goals out to dry. We just got to be better in front of them and in the D-zone coverage.
Has been good. And by the way, Tuukka had been on a 16-0-3 run up until last night's game. Next up, B's road trip continues tomorrow night in Winnipeg. NFL year officially begins at 4 p.m. today, but of course a lot of moves being made, like the Giants, who are going to trade Odell Beckham Jr. to the Browns for first round pick this year, number 17 overall, second rounder next year, and a second round. Their second third round pick this year, and safety Jabril Peppers. All for Odell Beckham Jr. Le'Veon Bell going to sign a four-year, $52.5 million contract with the New York Jets. All that coming up, and more moves, of course, being made today. We'll keep you up to date on all of them. Finally, Aaron Hernandez, once again guilty of murder this morning. His conviction reinstated by the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts. They overturned the ruling that wiped out the Hernandez murder conviction. Headlines are brought to you by O'Connor Family Law. If it's time for divorce, protect your family finances and future with a trusted team for divorce and custody representation in Massachusetts.
The Irish.
FamilyLawMA.com. Oh, O'Connor. All right. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports.
Comes the weird pirate leprechaun again.
Sports up. It's coming up right now, isn't it?
Or is he?
Okay. Aye. Headlines in 30 minutes, but Irish pirate leprechaun coming up right now.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dunkin' Go-To's are...
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And everybody's waiting to see the terms of the deal.
Someone's calling.
Am I allowed to take it or not?
You can do what you want to do.
Hold on a second. I got to take this. Hold on.
You want to turn his mic off. Mic off.
Mic off.
Not a hot mic. Not a hot mic.
Okay.
Not a hot mic. You can call him back.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What are we doing?
Okay, so Le'Veon Bell, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
All right. Talk about yourself for a second.
I was
a minute ago. Stanford Steve went 2-0. They got a gambling show.
Is he going to wear number 26?
I don't know. Is that taken? Any great Jets that wore that number?
All right. Can't think of any.
We're texting. This is compelling.
Yeah, hold on.
All right. Tweeting, texting. There's Stanford Steve. That's what he looks like.
Hi.
What else do I have?
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Numbers.
Here we go.
Le'Veon Bell, 4 years, $52.5 million with the Jets.
That was Adam Schefter last night, live on television, SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. And Steve, that's your friend there. You guys, Jim. So that's your boy,
Stanford Steve, boy.
That's your guy.
Who's Stanford Steve?
You know him. You remember
the guy with at the barstool party?
Remember in Houston, we went to the hotel for you to be on Van Pelt. and he was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a producer. He's producer friend. Slash
Oh, yeah, nice kid. Guy.
He's friends with Jim.
Very nice guy.
Friend of Jim. Friend of Louth. F-O-L. Nice. Friend
of Louth.
Work
at ESPN Radio together.
Yeah, you guys were boys. He's good, by the way. It's a good little thing they've done there. One of the things that ESPN has done right in the last few years is putting Van Pelt on at night and just letting him do whatever he wants.
Yep.
Anyway, that's Schefter live on TV taking the call. Does that not feel fake to you? It feels fake.
Feels fake, yeah. Feels like a setup. Oh, we're going to take this call. Oh, live mic.
Maybe not even a setup by the producers and Van Pelt. I think it could be a setup by Schefter. Hey, I'm going on TV. Call me back in 2 minutes. Call me back in 2 minutes.
Hold on 1 second. I got to take this.
Okay? Hey, guys, got to take this. Breaking news.
Did he tweet it out first before he said it on air?
I don't think he did.
He's got to beat Rap Sheet, right?
I don't think that he did.
Boy, Le'Veon Bell screwed up.
Didn't he?
Yeah. 2017, Steelers offered 5 years, $70 million, which is a $14 million average.
Wasn't enough for him.
And then
he sits
came
out
back
on
the
tag.
Next year, and he passed up. He left $15 million.
A tag that would have paid him $14.5 million last year. Guaranteed, locked up.
Didn't have to have one carry.
He passed on it.
Could have pretend you were hurt. Yeah, passed on it.
He screwed it up.
So he got below his market value, and he said goodbye to $14.5 million. People forget that. So look at the $52 million. Ooh, what's the average? Well, Pittsburgh offered 70 over 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Ahead of the time, boy. You would have been the number one highest paid back.
Yeah, he's not anymore.
Yeah.
He did damage to himself by not playing.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I sort of look at it and say, yeah, he got what he deserves.
Still got too much. Still got too much.
Is it so much, though, that the Jets are going to be destroyed by that deal?
Manish Mehta is saying it's a bargain.
I wouldn't call it a bargain.
They got a bargain with Bell.
That's because he...
Well, based on what the offer
was offered.
That's
because he just buys in on running backs.
Yeah, it's $18 million less than it was 2 years ago.
I mean, it's a bargain compared to that Steelers deal, but that Steelers deal would have been moronic.
Would you rather have Le'Veon Bell or Anthony Barr? Same, if the money was the same. Exactly the same.
Barr.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And this is what I gave them credit for yesterday.
Because you already have the credit. They're not going to use Bell.
I gave the Jets credit for being smart for once in their life, for not going after the Le'Veon Bells of the world and going after the Bars of the world.
They're back to being stupid again.
And they're back to being a dumb team within a day. It's like, oh, I got this money. I got to spend
Johnson
it.
Woody Johnson can't help himself.
What are you doing?
Come on, we got to make a splash.
The move itself is, the contract is not terrible. It's not. It's not going to.
Oh, based on the money it's being thrown around out there? At least this guy's the top two at his position.
This is what a top running back should make. This is what the best in the league should get. It's a reasonable dollar figure. It's not outrageous. I wouldn't go so far as to call it a bargain. I would say it's right. It's about what the top backs should make.
But in the pecking
order. For their actual
order,
value to their teams.
But in the pecking order of where they were heading and how they were doing it and building their defense and flying around.
I get it. He's a versatile player. You have to be a versatile back to be considered worth this kind of money. It's a bargain compared to some of the other stupid running back deals that have been handed out in this league. It's a bargain compared to the stupid deal the Steelers offered him. But in terms of building a football team, paying stupid money out the nose to running backs is not the way to do it. It's not the way to do it. And this deal, I don't think, does that. I think it's okay. It's not horrible. But it's still the stupid Jets spending on a running back instead of continuing to try and build their defense, which is what they were doing 2 days ago. And now they're back.
Which you complimented them for, right?
I gave them credit. I said, good for the Jets. They're doing the right thing.
So the good player did a heel turn, went back to the Vikings, and they said, we'll just take that money and move it over to offense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Instead of going to find another defender.
To me, it's just not the way to do it. It's not the way to go about doing it. So you can't say that I'm somehow just beating on the Jets, because I gave them the credit 2 days ago. I said, look at the Jets doing smart things for once, being a smart team. Here they are, being stupid again, but at least they didn't get completely raked over the coals on the money. Let's go back to your phone. 617-779-0985. Dave is in Nashua today. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Good. So I just wanted to pose a question. What's to keep Odell Beckham Jr. if he's not real excited about going to Cleveland to doing the same thing that that Brown did and just say, forget it. I'll sit out the season unless you trade me to a decent team. I'm not going to play at all.
He could do it.
Just blow the thing up.
Allowing Antonio Brown to do what he did has opened the door for all these guys, these divas, to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, he could. I don't think he will, though.
He doesn't seem like I mean, now I know he has issues, but I think he does come to play, as does Brown. But Brown has really turned into a complete a-hole. Like he's
Well,
done
I mean, seeing what happened to Le'Veon, seeing what happened to Le'Veon Bell could give him some pause that, you know, you sit out the season, it might not work out for you.
He's still got a good contract. Like the Bell contract is still good. You know, it's still top two at your position. But you said goodbye to 14.5. That's the head scratcher. You still could have signed a tag, played at Pittsburgh, and still done this and got an additional $15 million. $15 million is hard to walk away from. I don't care how much money you have. That's a big chunk. That's a hell of a tag for a running back. Good God.
Howard's in the car. What's up, Howard?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Mark, first of all, I just want to apologize to you guys. Stupid craft joke a few weeks ago. I'm sorry. I tweeted you, too. I hope you saw it.
Don't worry about
it.
Water under the bridge.
Okay, thanks, Mark. So anyway, I think this free agency stuff, like you said, you know, all these divas, wide receivers, who cares? And Bell, he sat out for a year. Who knows what he's going to be like? He never did anything with the Patriots. Like Jerome Bettis, when he was in his prime, he could never beat the Patriots. And I'm really bummed a little bit about Trent Brown. I'm kind of concerned about the left tackle position. But other than that, I hope the Pats do something. But I think this money is crazy. It's just ridiculous. Money going to players that are not even that good, like that Coleman kid got, like, what did he get, 4 years, $36 million? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know what, that word that was thrown around, Howard, is box safeties. Box safety, that's new hot phrase there that they're using in the league.
Box safety, like,
oh, box safety,
get down the box.
It's box
that
safety.
Top corner of that left box.
He sucked when he was here. What happened to him? He got good in Seattle all of a sudden. Apparently he played well out there.
Well,
I'm not going to pretend to know. I didn't watch a lot of Justin Coleman in Seattle.
You could say Pete Carroll may not be the greatest head coach, but I tell you what, he's really good with defensive backs. He puts in the time, man. I can't tell you how much he tried to make it work with the Bucky Jones and that stupid Chris Canty, and we had to stay after and throw balls, and his ability to coach up people. And you hear Ty Law talk about him. And you know, I thought I was a good corner until I played for Pete Carroll, and he taught me how to play man, taught me how to play zone, taught me how to disguise things.
A little bit of man, a little bit of zone.
Yeah. I think Pete got his hands on him and turned him into a good player. I had to call Jim and say, is this the same Coleman that was here playing special teams and a little bit of nickel? Yeah, that guy. $9 million. Nine per.
He was going to get cut here.
Yeah.
They were going to cut him, and they were like, oh, let's see if we can get a late-round pick for him.
I mean, you've had some corners come through here to make money, man. Him, you look at Malcolm's contract. Yeah, you look at Logan Ryan's contract. He's at $10 million a year. So it's not like you've had trash at the position. Now you're not overpaying, but you're paying Stephon Gilmore, top of the market type stuff.
Nobody's gotten corners paid like Pete Carroll, though. I mean, the guys, Byron Maxwell and Browner and Sherman, all those guys got paid.
You know why these guys get paid? He lets them hit guys. He lets them take penalties.
He blitz. Yeah, use your hands.
That's what he does.
Play nasty.
Can't call a penalty on every play, right?
That's right. Just hold them and grab them every single play. And all of a sudden, look at these corners. They're big. They're physical. It's like, yeah, and they're also committing a penalty on every single play.
Never forget that hit Browner had in that Charger game. I forget who the hell caught it on that.
That doesn't take coaching. Oh. That's just a philosophy. That's not a coaching method.
Yeah. Get in a crouching position. Put your scram. Touch the ground. Tie your shoes tighter.
Was that a thing of Pete Carroll's? Tie your shoes tighter.
If you're wearing a size 9, wear size 9. Wear size 8.5. Makes your feet can't move in there. Makes you stick more. Makes you feel like you're wearing ballet slippers out there. Yeah. Makes you faster. They keep me out there.
That was a Pete Carroll piece of advice.
Jackass.
Wear a half a size smaller shoe.
Yeah, this jackass, Chris Canty, that first round pick we had, he fell asleep at the light.
He said, stop throwing the ball his way?
No, he's like, right? Our favorite time was me and Troy Brown staying out to practice, throwing against him. And Chris Canty thought he was so cool because it was cool to put one pant leg up and one down.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, and he had this like little gait about him because like he was some gangster, man. You know, like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm rolling out. Pete goes, blows his whistle. He goes, hey, let's try something. Why don't you put your other pant leg down? Because you suck. You suck coming out of the break one way so bad. Let's just balance you off. And then we just throw this one route. We throw this combo route. It's like a double dig in. It's a double move. And then Troy would come back outside, and I'd stick it on him at about 17. And after about hitting five of those, Pete goes, hey, do me a favor. Throw one to Canty every, like, seventh one. Because we gotta get his confidence up, okay? Yeah. All right. Just throw it to him. Throw it late. Let him pick one off.
Throw him a pick.
I'd throw him a pick, and it'd go right off his helmet. Like, it's just, yeah. That guy sucked.
But when he did make a play, he danced. He would dance.
Best dancer the team has ever seen, at least in my lifetime.
I remember the ball was live and it was fumbled. He was still dancing out there when he's plays. Like, he got cut after that, man.
He was the best dancer the Patriots have ever had.
It's probably
the
worst
organization.
Probably the worst player I've ever had on a team or played against or played with. That was so overpaid. It was pathetic.
No, I mean, he danced so much that it was obvious to anyone who was watching the games that he was the guy who liked to dance.
And he went off too. Back when this is right around the time that whole 401k thing was. He was a big no on the 401k. Whatever you put in,
this
it
is a great
out.
Story,
guys. Here's what we're gonna do. So Union comes here. We got this brand new deal, 401k deal. You're gonna love this. So whatever you put in, you can max out the $13,000 and change. Whatever you put in, the club that you play for has to double whatever you put in. He stood up. He said, "Ain't nobody taking my money." We're not taking your money. We're taking your money. We're making the club double it, which is actually tripling your money. I want my money now. Say no to 401k. You have fun. Yeah. Call us back in about 15, 20 years when you don't have any more money. I wonder what he's
Wasn't doing. There something about he thought that he had to pay $401,000 or something?
No.
Who is that?
He had
there
three,
was someone
he
in there had, that... There is a story in there from that
Sign
era.
Up for 401k, $401,000.
Wow. Yeah. I don't have that kind of money.
He had three different Mercedes because he liked the Mercedes in three different colors.
Oh. Well, that I understand.
Yeah, I get that.
And he fell asleep in one at a light in Attleboro. Check out that police report. That was a good one. That was a fun day to come in after that. Did you get sleep? Did you have some good sleep? Like 8:30 last night, you were asleep at the red light in Attleboro? Police going, hello?
You may be asking, when are the Patriots going to get active in free agency? They're active right now.
Hell yeah.
Tell you who the Patriots are bringing in. We'll tell you who those players are next.
Yes, sir.
Sula and Bertrand. Middays. 98.5 Sports Hub.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They give the football, fly tackle right up the middle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. The 20. Touchdown, Miami.
Oh. Wow.
The next Patriot. Take that.
Brandon Bolden, boy, he just flew out of there, man. Blew by the whole defense. Boy, that had to feel good playing against his former team, the Patriots.
Was that his first carry of the year?
No, he had one last year.
Last week last he carried week, the ball yeah. once. But he hadn't. But he outran everybody.
Boy, he can run.
Less than five, right?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Free agency, baby! All right.
Yeah. That's a good call right there.
They're bringing back John Simon. That's number one move for the Patriots.
That's a good player.
John Simon.
Well, Simon did tell them he'd be interested in a return.
Well, he's going to make that return.
Probably told him that in an exit interview.
Get excited. John Simon. Coming down. Come on down, John Simon. You're the next
Don't
contestant.
Laugh. The money on him is going to be higher than you think.
Oh, I don't want to know. I don't even want to know the money. I don't want to know it.
I always got so screwed up.
Yesterday, we're saying, what's the money? What's the money on Trey Flowers? Give me the money. And today, I'm saying, I don't want to know whatever they decided to pay John Simon. Who, by the way, as a role player, a depth guy, hey, that's a nice little find. He was cut by the Colts a year ago, and he had some plays here and there.
Problem was he wore 55. And every time somebody made a play and it's 55, I always had to do this.
What's his name?
55. Bob's like, oh. I almost said Cassius Marsh. It's almost like that rotating schlep.
Right.
You know?
Who's
rotating
who's 55
schlep.
This year?
Yeah, because it's such a freaking insult to Willie McGinnis.
Simon added 17 tackles last year, a pair of sacks.
I wouldn't rule out the possibility he could be like a Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah,
first year comes in, doesn't do much, and then steps up as he goes on.
Van Noy did not do much his first year. I'm like, okay, who is this
guy? Oh, boy.
And then boom.
He's 28 years old, though. He's a little bit older than when Van Noy got here. a little bit older.
Yeah.
So fact.
I'm just saying impact wise. The impact. Well,
all right. Did he block a kick or two too?
I don't want to know what he's going to get paid. It's going to be something ridiculous.
$5 million maybe a year?
No.
I'd say four and change. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
What are you all in? This is what these.
Or maybe 3 for 12 or something like that.
Oh,
I could see that.
God.
This is what role players make in this league.
That to me is not good value. But that to me is not good value. For all the talk about how the Patriots have great value and that's why they win, that is not why they're winning. Because they're paying the John Simons of the world. No.
It's not a high draft pick. It's a guy that's got cut.
And that's only one of the two.
This is how they do it, man.
As you heard in the clip, Brandon Bolden. Patriots are bringing back Brandon Bolden.
Seamless. Seamless. Hey, you need a back. You can flex out and throw the go route.
Yeah, no, it definitely has to be this guy. It definitely has to be Brandon.
I'm a Bolden guy.
No, that's the guy to bring in. Brandon Bolden is definitely the guy you need. I thought we were done with the Brandon Bolden thing. I thought we were done with that.
So in on Bolden, Beetle out.
Out. Always have been.
I'm in. Like him. Good player.
Good special teamer.
Good Patriot.
Good special teamer. When you start throwing the ball to Brandon Bolden, you've lost me. You have lost me when that happens. That's when I am out. And that's what they start. That's what they started to do.
So two off seasons ago, John Simon, 3 years.
Oh, yay.
3 years.
Huh? What the intern say? What'd he say?
Pipe down in there.
Huh?
That's your buddy Stackapoo.
Jesus, Stackapoo.
3 years, $13.5 million. That's 2 years ago in the offseason.
That's what he got
Stop
2 years
from
ago?
The Colts, yes.
3 years and what?
13.5, 5.5 guaranteed.
Oh, my God.
And then they cut him? What happened to him there?
Actually, there was one report that it was as high as possibly $17 million with incentives.
Colts are in cap jail.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They have all the cap room in the world.
Oh, God.
Oh, so he's going to get significant money, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What do you think Brandon Bolden gets paid?
Ooh. 2 years, $8
million? Oh.
No, wait a minute. No, I think that's high.
That's real high.
No, because James White's
don't
in it. Four.
To me.
James White's
4.3.
Why don't they just draft a kid? Why don't they just develop another one?
Yeah, probably like 2.5, 2.7.
They tried that last year, and they had to go get Ramon Umber and Albert McClellan off the street to play special teams in the playoffs.
Guy blocked two punts.
So do you think they're
Miami, bringing
him back for special teams?
Yeah, and then mix him in at running
Good.
Back. If they get into a hole,
mix him in
instead
back.
Of Cordarrelle Patterson, they'll have a Brandon Bolden.
I've always said, though,
that's a good
I don't
point,
mind
Chip.
Brandon Bolden on special teams. Who's the special teams coach, by the way? Do we have one yet? No?
We don't know. Is Joe Judge doing offense? Is he doing special teams?
No, Joe Judge is going offense.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Joe Judge is not doing special teams.
Belichick.
It's like there's no coaches on this staff. Who's the quarterback's coach? Yeah, don't have one. Who's the
Josh?
It's draft one and put Brian Hoyer in that coach's
role. Who's the defensive line coach? Yeah, don't have one. Who's the
That's probably Bielema, right? Defensive line's probably Bielema.
Is Bielema staying?
I've heard that, yeah.
He is. He's not leaving?
Yep. Nope.
Okay, well then that's good. They've got a defensive line coach. They've got him.
You got Bielema and Shiano to work together. So I mean it's like
I hope those guys fight.
Fight.
Yeah, don't you? Don't you wish
see
that?
I could see those guys going, what's that little the Rooster? Remember down on Route 1, you go past the stadium?
Yeah.
Like that little hole in the wall?
Yeah. Is it still called that?
It's called the Rooster. Actually, has really good burgers and wings. Really good food there.
You want them to go to the Rooster and get drunk and then go outside in the parking lot and fight?
Let's go out and have some whiskey bombs and drop them in the beer. We got
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.